You know, there's evenings where, as a hockey fan, I need a moment. Tonight's one of those nights. So, the score was wrong on the Boston-Toronto review I just did. I guess Boston scored with a tenth of a second left. I was just pissed off at that point because Boston didn't really make the effort tonight. I don't think they deserved the goal either. The NHL should go back and take that away from them. The funny thing is reputation. Reputation when it comes to playoffs are so weird because from one year to the next, it can completely change. So the Leafs, of course, have this Game 7 reputation. It's well-earned, but Boston's Game 7 reputation isn't much better. So I think I need to do a video on Boston tomorrow, which won't be much fun to relive, but it's definitely an issue Boston has closing out series. They didn't close out last year. They didn't close out the year before. They haven't been out of the first round in a while. But I guess, I don't know, maybe it's the 2011 Stanley Cup. Maybe the 2019 run to the final, where Boston couldn't close out that series either. But yeah, Boston has trouble closing out series. So, after I did the video, I came outside and looking at the rabbits. Have this nice carefree existence. They don't know what hockey is. Although what's interesting is, so I have the two of our five rabbits. Two of them are on my set usually. Cinnabon and Licorice. And when I turn the TV off, they know that it's time to go upstairs. I used to chase them around my room trying to pick them up, take them upstairs. I've learned if I just leave the door open and then I just don't address them, they will know what time it is and they go upstairs on their own. They're smart rabbits. Rabbits have actually surprised me with how smart they are. And I think part of it, too, is just they're very, very different personalities. Which is why my wife and I find it offensive when people talk about them like they're food. They're pet rabbits. Meat rabbits are usually a very different breed. We have these little dwarf rabbits. And meat rabbits are not tiny dwarf rabbits. And even then, like when it's a cooking show, if they're cooking with rabbit, my wife and I don't look at the TV, especially if that's the whole rabbit. It's like, ew, like people have them as pets. You wouldn't have like a cat or a dog up there. But I digress. Or a horse, I guess. But I digress. I think what got me with tonight's game, and I talked about it in the review, and it is the one thing that will make me very angry with the team I root for, and it's made me angry with Dallas too. And believe me, these playoffs are setting up to be either tremendously exciting or the most frustrating playoffs I've ever watched. Vancouver could blow a 3-1 series lead. Boston could blow a 3-1 series lead. Dallas has Vegas down on the mat right now, but Vegas could come back and beat them. I could watch all three of my teams fail to take out an opponent for 8 straight games. And the other part, too, that makes it more difficult, and the reason I'm outside and, you know, just taking a bit of a mental break, so I'm doing a podcast because, of course, I am, is because I don't get that break. Like, when I was watching Edmonton-LA last night, I just enjoyed it. I was like, this is great. I don't care who wins. I don't want LA in the next round, obviously. And I say obviously because the style of hockey that was being played by some of these teams, this really low-event hockey, which has been the case in the playoffs in most series, it's not fun to watch. And so the fact that the Capitals and the Kings are out, I don't cheer them being out because I don't like the teams. I cheer them being out because it means the playoffs will be more entertaining from here. A Rangers-Carolina series, very entertaining. If it was Carolina-Washington, oh my gosh. Oh, and the shots in this one are 4-2 in double overtime. Will somebody please take a shot? There's no score. There's been 6 shots. The entire front row is asleep. Like, it just, oh my gosh, I can't imagine. Or if you had, say, the Kings in Nashville. Oh man, the shots in this one are 6-4 in quadruple overtime. We would like to go over to the Carolina Rangers game, which is still going on. It's in the 12th overtime, but our broadcast crews all quit. So we just have the stationary camera at center ice. Like, it just, and the thing too is that, like, those fan bases will then say, well, see, THG hates us. No, I don't like that style of hockey. I've never liked that style of hockey. And the reason is, it's simple. If I see a team playing back all the time and not attacking, and you don't see effort's not the way to put it, because there's a lot of effort in that defensive style, but it makes it look like they don't think they can win a skill game. They don't think they have the skill needed to win a game 4-3 or 5-3, so they just try to make sure hockey doesn't happen, and they try to gut one out 1-0 or 2-1, and it's hard to watch. It's really hard to watch, especially if you have two teams playing the exact same way. In the series between the Capitals and the Rangers, I think that's what really impressed me with the Rangers was, right from game one, they were like, okay, we're going to play this style of hockey too. We can beat the Capitals at their own game. And they did. They swept it in four games. The Oilers knock out the Kings in five. And so last night after the Oilers knocked out the Kings, I was like, great. Every team that I don't cheer for has that killer instinct to finish a series. Cool. I mean, I'll find out tomorrow whether or not Dallas has that, but am I nervous? Yeah, I am. There's the possibility that Nashville wins at home against Vancouver, because Nashville's good at home if they can feed on that crowd energy, and if they score one early on Shelovs, who I assume is still going to be the goaltender, and if it's not and it's DeSmith, who knows what you're going to get. DeSmith can be really good, and he can be really bad at times as well. So that I could see going that way. And Vegas at home, game six, I could totally see Vegas winning that. So, you know, I may have three game sevens. I made a joke in the comments yesterday that if I watch all three teams I root for lose a game seven, I'm probably going to need a bit. I don't think that's a joke. I don't think it is. I think what will happen is if Boston, Dallas, and Vancouver all lose in a game seven, it's highly likely that I will post the previews for the four series that are coming and leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. And I'll say, nope, that's all I'm doing for today. Maybe a news video and that's it. And just take the rest of the day to, you know, figure some stuff out. It's really disappointing. There have been times where the Canucks get knocked out and I'm kind of PO'd for like days. It's happened with Dallas. It's happened with Boston as well. And so if all three of them are out in the first round, that'd be tough. And I kind of called that. Late in the season, I kept talking about how, oh, we're due for some upsets. Which was code for me to say, since all three of my teams are going to have home ice in the first round, I guarantee one of them's going to blow it. And it's experience. It's all these years watching hockey. Like, I always, you know, see the comments of, why is he so cynical? Why is he so cynical? Experience. Old people aren't cranky because they're old. They're cranky because they know stuff. They know stuff. And the older I get, the more I'm like, you know what? I get it. I totally understand why old people are cranky. I get why my grandfather was so PO'd every time he watched sports. I get it now. I couldn't watch sports with my grandfather. He was... there were usually some inappropriate things he would say during sporting events, too, that I'd be like, Grandpa, I don't think you can say that. My dad wasn't inappropriate. My dad could get really frustrated, though. He could get really shouty during a game. And so, like, I was always playing with fire by wearing my Bruins jersey and sitting next to him when he was watching Montreal and Boston. But, I kind of feel like it's slipping away. I kind of feel like, you know, Boston's got this issue where they can't close out series. And I think they're really missing Bergeron right now. I know they blew the 3-1 series lead with Bergeron last year. I know that. But it feels like in this series, they really need Bergeron's leadership. They really need him to steady the ship. There was no forward out there tonight who was steadying the ship, who was really taking control. I've liked Marchand as a captain this year. I didn't like him tonight. I thought that Marchand was more of a distraction. I thought he was not playing his game. He was trying so hard to get the Leafs to freak out and the Leafs to do something that he took a penalty. And that's where Marchand is that double-edged sword. Like, I understand why everybody doesn't like him. Like, if you're not a Bruins fan, you don't like Brad Marchand. And I get that. I like Marchand's game when he's playing well, but man, I do definitely swear at the screen when Marchand does something stupid. Because if he does something stupid, one of two things: either it's going to cost the Bruins, and he's supposed to be the leader, or it means the Bruins are already losing. And he's not a good loser. He's definitely a sore loser. Tonight at the end of the game, you could see him with tears in his eyes, and just, I don't get it. I don't get how this works at times. Like, it's so weird to me how momentum can swing so quickly in a series, but that's what's happened in the Toronto-Boston series. That's what happened in the Vegas-Dallas series. Although I've had some Dallas fans saying, hey, we've outplayed them in every game. Nope. And it's moments like that too where I'm like, why do I take notes on the whole game? Why do I make sure to take notes proving I've watched the entire game when after I've watched it and I've taken all the notes and I do the review, somebody's going, nope, you watched it wrong. When Vegas was dominating the game, they weren't. You're just wrong. Because I thought they did, but okay. Like, all right, fine then. I definitely take that better than I did back in, say, 2016 or 2017. But the other part of it, too, is I don't try to make sure everybody likes me. That used to be a thing. I'm like, I don't want people to dislike me. And I'm like, you know what? People are going to dislike me. It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter. I know there's been people hoping that, you know, Steve Dangle and I might do something because my team against his team. Steve and I have each other's phone numbers now, so there's that. But we watch hockey so very, very differently. Like, during that game tonight, I did not scream, I didn't swear, I didn't exclaim, I used to do live streams during games, and people were really surprised at how little I react. And I've always kind of been like that. I think part of it is, keep in mind when I started watching hockey, 1981, the Islanders knocked out Minnesota in the final, so that hurt my feelings. 1982, the Islanders knocked out Vancouver, so that hurt my feelings and made me decide that the Islanders were my enemy. That was that. 1983, the Islanders knocked out the Oilers in the final. I was really rooting for the Oilers, so now I really hated the Islanders. And then in 84, the Oilers won. I was very happy for the Oilers. 85, I was happy for the Oilers, too, because I really didn't like the Flyers very much. Then 86, you have Montreal winning. I was fine with that. That series was a lot of fun against Calgary, although I was kind of rooting for Calgary because they'd never won one before. Let's see, 87, that was Edmonton again. 88 was Edmonton again. 87 was against Philly. 88 was against Boston. I don't know why I'm recounting all this. Boston just choked in the final. 89, it was Calgary and Montreal again in the final. Calgary won that one. I had to bite down on my own hatred for Calgary to say, you know what, I'm glad they got one. And there was a lot of talk over how many they were going to win. We had no idea it was just going to be the one. 90, it goes back to Edmonton, which kind of ticked me off because I felt like Edmonton had already had their turn. Four of them, actually. Sorry, I keep kicking the railing on my stairs here. I'm sitting on the stairs. And I'm not kicking it, like, angrily because I don't want to have to pay to fix the railing. I don't break things either. Like, I come from a family where things sometimes get broken by people in the heat of the moment. I generally don't. If I feel like I'm getting that angry, I go outside, I do something else. I don't feel like doing something stupid that's going to make me say, wow, I have to buy a new TV. That was stupid. I need to buy a new computer. Like, I don't want to do that. So I generally don't freak out like that. Let's see, we're up to 91. Well, that's where Minnesota gets to the final and gets knocked out by Pittsburgh. Man, that ticked me off. And that was after Pittsburgh knocked out Boston. So Pittsburgh was on my list as a team I just didn't like. 92, Pittsburgh knocked out Chicago. I was rooting for the Hawks in that final. Might surprise people. 93, it was Montreal and LA. It should have been Montreal and Toronto, but it wasn't. I was cheering for Montreal in that series because I didn't want Gretzky to get another cup. 94, obviously was cheering for Vancouver. They lost to the Rangers because I'm a Canuck fan. Pain is my life. 95, see, 95 is where it gets a little bit sketchy because that was the Devils knocking out Detroit. That was a very short season. The first round, there were plenty of 6 and 7 game series. After that, there wasn't. Every series was done really quick. It felt like they just wanted to get the playoffs done. All right, you won game one, you win the series. That's it. Just sweep, get her done. 96, that was Detroit and, Colorado and Florida. Colorado sweeps that series. I was rooting for the Florida Panthers. In 95, I was, man, yeah, I was sort of rooting for the Devils, even though it was a kind of boring playoff style. I thought it'd be nice to see the Devils, who'd been called a Mickey Mouse organization, win a Stanley Cup. 97, that's Detroit's first Stanley Cup. I was happy for them. That was over Philly. Yeah, because 98 was over Washington. I was rooting for Washington in that one. 99, of course, was Dallas-Buffalo. I was rooting for Dallas. I was the only person on planet Earth, I think, rooting for Dallas outside of the Dallas area. Hello, helicopter. I assume it's Gary. Hi, Gary. I swear Bettman just watches my house. 2000, that was Dallas knocking out, or not, getting knocked out in seven by New Jersey, and I had to give New Jersey credit for that series. 2001, it's easier for me to remember the 80s than the early 2000s. 2001, that's Colorado knocking out New Jersey. So again, you have a team that won the Stanley Cup losing in the Stanley Cup final. And that series, I didn't really care who won. I didn't have an emotional attachment to Colorado or New Jersey at that point. 2002. Oh, yeah, that was Detroit. That was the year they came back from being down against Vancouver. That was tough. That was a tough one. That was in the first round, not the Stanley Cup final, obviously. Detroit won in 2002. That might have been the best team ever put on the ice, but man, I wanted Vancouver to knock them out in the first round. 2003, that's New Jersey's last Stanley Cup. That was the win over Anaheim, where the home team won all seven games. 2004, oh yeah, Vancouver went out in seven games in the first round that year. Tampa Bay won the Stanley Cup final over Calgary. No controversy in that one. 2006, so we're into the era of the salary cap. That's Carolina over Edmonton. Once Carolina won that first game, I knew Edmonton wasn't going to win that series. They did their best. They did their best considering the injury in that series to Rolison and what that did to them, but it is what it is. 2007, let's see, 07, that would have been, let's see again, 2007, that was not Detroit. Detroit was 08. Pittsburgh was 09. 07 was Anaheim. Anaheim over Ottawa. Well, clearly I was rooting for Ottawa because Anaheim knocked out Vancouver and made it look easy. And then they beat Ottawa in the final, made it look easy. 2008, Detroit and Pittsburgh meet for the first of 2 years in a row. Pittsburgh lost the first series, learned, and won the second series in 2009. That was a great final, though. The 08-09, the 2009 Stanley Cup final was fantastic. 2010 was Chicago over Philly, a Stanley Cup final that was meh to me personally. I didn't really care who won because Philly had knocked out Boston in a reverse sweep and Chicago knocked out Vancouver. So as far as I was concerned, I thought the final should have just been like, you know, seven games, nobody wins, the Stanley Cup is officially void, it doesn't happen, and neither team wins. That would have made me happy. 2011, Boston over Vancouver did not make me happy. So the one time Boston won a Stanley Cup, it was over a team I rooted for ahead of them. 2012, that's the Kings. It started with a run where they beat Vancouver in five in the first round. Vancouver had the President's Trophy that year. And they beat, it was New Jersey in 2012, and then it was the Rangers in 2014, right? Yeah. And I was rooting for Brodeur because it was like this could be his last kick at the can. And then they lost against LA in the final. So 2013, Boston goes back to the final. They lose to Chicago because Chicago hadn't beaten Boston yet, so they circled back and beat Boston to make sure that I really didn't like them. Then 2014, it was the Kings over the Rangers, which I was fine with. 2015, why is it so much harder to remember the more recent ones? 2015 Stanley Cup. See, Pittsburgh was 2016 and 2017. 2015 was Chicago. Yeah, 2015 was Chicago. Yeah, again, their third Stanley Cup. And then 2016 was Pittsburgh over San Jose, which was the first final in the existence of the channel. 2017 was Pittsburgh over Nashville. I was cheering for Pittsburgh in 2016, cheering for Nashville in 2017. 2015 was Chicago-Tampa. I was cheering for Tampa big time in that series. I had money on it, kind of, sort of. Everybody in the warehouse picks a team out of a hat, and you put $20 in, and I had Tampa. So, and coming out of that series, I actually bought a Tampa Bay jersey, my first Tampa jersey, because I was like, full respect, they did everything they could. I bought a Tampa jersey. Yeah, and then 2018, of course, is Vegas losing against Washington. 2019 is Boston losing against St. Louis. St. Louis. 2020, Tampa Bay over Dallas. 2021, Tampa Bay over Montreal. Like, how often do teams that I'm rooting for actually win in the final? It's not very often. I should do a tally on that. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's me. Maybe tomorrow I need to do a video on how I'm no longer a Bruins fan and see if that changes it. Is it me? Like, I've joked about that with Yvonne, but maybe it's me. Because, like, if you think about it, I've watched hockey for over 40 years. Vancouver's never won a cup. Dallas has won once. Boston has won once. So that's not very much, considering, you know, I root for almost 10% of the league. And, maybe it's me. I've done videos on that before. Maybe I need to do an updated look at it. I've got all these new magnets that I'm looking to use, so maybe. I'll probably go in and set up a couple of boards. It's getting chilly out here, so I should probably start to get the rabbits in. Rabbits are prey animals. Nobody's told our rabbits this, though. Their favorite thing is to be chased around the yard while we're trying to pick them up and bring them in the house. They dance and they do little jumps. They're not supposed to enjoy being chased. My rabbits enjoy being chased because there's something wrong with them. Strange rabbits. But they seem quite happy right now. Quite contented. Alright. I hope everybody's having a good night. Thanks for attending my session. And I swear, all these Stanley Cup finals were off the top of my head, which my wife tells me is crazy. I remember that. But some of my biggest memories are that. I have a feeling these playoffs are going to be in my memory banks for a long time. I don't think they're going to be in my memory banks for good reasons. But fingers crossed on that one. Hope you're having a good day. And maybe I'll do this again soon. We shall see.